Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now joining me in studio, Dermot Gavin, a horticulturalist, garden designer, Chelsea gold medal winner, and he told me he was going to take me to the little garden of Sparta, of Little Sparta, and I thought we're going to Greece. We're not.
We're not. We're going to about an hour south of Edinburgh in the Pentland Hills in Scotland. An extraordinary place. It's only about 7 acres in total. It was created from about 1966 onwards by this guy, Ian Hamilton Finlay, and his wife, Sue. This guy is an extraordinary man of singular mind, let's say, and really motivated by creating stuff for himself. So it's a garden, but it's also a garden full of art and ideas and culture.
Tell me about him, because he had a kind of an unsettled childhood.
Yeah, his parents lived in the... They were of Scottish descent. They lived in the Bahamas. His parents ran a bootlegging operation during Prohibition in the United States and made a lot of money then, but lost an awful lot of money then. They moved back to Scotland. He was sent to a couple of different boarding schools. So that idea of kind of dislocation was always in his life, but also adventure and also the high seas.
Now, tell me about his qualifications, if you like. What was he by trade?
God, I should know, but I've no idea.
Because he was a poet by...
He was a poet. He was a publisher. He published his own volume of poetry. He created a magazine. So I suppose that's what he was, a poet, but also an artist and also a gardener. But many of these things are self-taught.
Self-taught. Now, they himself and the missus, they bought a spread.
They bought us a spread. I think it had been in her family. It was in a kind of bleak place. There was an old farmhouse there. There were some outbuildings. And he set about creating a garden. A garden, not a garden in the traditional sense, a kind of wild garden, not a garden full of flowers, herbaceous borders, roses or anything like that. A kind of wild garden that melted into this natural kind of rugged landscape. Very beautiful.
I learned a word last night in the notes you sent me, midden, M-I-D-D-E-N, which is basically where everything was dumped, including feces and all the rest of it.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
That's right. He was funny in a way. He suffered from this thing, agoraphobia. So once he was there, he virtually never left. Weirdly, you know, towards the end of his life, just a couple of years before he passed away, and when he was being really discovered as an artist and scholars were really examining his work, that was cured. He had a stroke, and overnight that was cured. So he was able to go out and he was able to see a whole retrospective of his work at the Tate in London.
Isn't that amazing? The agoraphobia was actually cured by the stroke.
By the stroke.
The midden, anyway, was this dump where everything went.
Yes.
And they created a pond there.
That's right. He had very little money, so that's why everything was dumped. In the early years, he had very little money. He had no interest in money, but he did want to commission people. So he didn't create anything himself. He got stonemasons in, he got photographers in, he got other type of artists in to do the work. He instructed them what to do, and together, and then he would take it and adapt it. So that's how the work of art was created. And eventually he started.
And you say it is really more a work of art than a garden per se.
So it's a work of art. It's a garden. It's a wild garden. It's 7 acres. It's open to the public only in certain months of the year. He wanted to see it at its very, he wanted people to be able to visit when it was dressed in foliage and when it was dressed in wildflower, when the views were absolutely beautiful as he intended.
And as you wander through it, you happen upon things.
He didn't give any route. He said, you take from it what you want. His philosophy was, I did this for myself. You're very welcome to come, but come and find your own way around the garden. So there's 270 pieces of work, heavily influenced by ancient Rome, ancient Greece. One of the funny things that I like about the garden is, how was this going to be taxed by the authorities in Edinburgh? And he reckoned it wasn't an art gallery because he had these temples. So he reckoned it was a place of religion, so there should be no tax at all. And the government in Edinburgh disagreed with him, and there was a protest. And he got all his friends to come up and fight the bailiffs when they came. And he didn't win, but he had an alternative way of thinking. And he said, why shouldn't this be a place of religion? Why couldn't I do? And in ways, he's quite right.
I'm looking at one of the pictures you sent me, which has got an inscription on this pedestal type thing.
Yes.
Veronica became temptress, hibiscus became spry, Arabis became saucy, periwinkle became restless, candeluba became ready, begonia became impulse, larkspur became fury, hearties became courage, candy tuft became tenacity.
So it's, there's a lot of humour. Some of his poems are just one word. There's one poem called Autumn, and that is the poem.
Autumn.
And it's meant to, now most of these poems have bigger titles than the actual poem, but it's meant to stop you in your tracks and make you think. He was influenced by so many things. As I say, the sea was a big theme for him. Indeed, he has one, he has a bird bath in the shape of a concrete aircraft carrier that's on a pedestal in the garden. And he thought the humour was in the birds coming into land. They were like planes coming into land. And I bet.
Now, who pays for all this? Who keeps it going? Because it's obviously expensive to maintain.
So in the end, there's a trust set up. But he became really quite successful. There's an exhibition, another retrospective in a gallery in Glasgow at the moment with a couple of hundred pieces of his work. So it's a paid-in attraction. There's a full-time gardener there. It's kept. It's hard to keep the way he wanted to, because he planted, it was a barren piece of land. He planted so many trees that the trees at this stage are making some of the exhibits really appear to be absolutely tiny. It's full of 270 different artworks. Some of them are messages carved in stone. Some of them are obelisks. Some of them are temples. But they're all to play with the mind. But he didn't mind what you got from that garden if you just went to enjoy it. He was a very challenging man, a very difficult man, a man beloved by his friend. So a complex individual, another singular mind creating another singular garden.
Can you get to it easily, Little Sparta?
Yeah, you can get to it. It's only about an hour outside Edinburgh. So yeah, unlike Ireland, it's well serviced by trains. There's one picture, Pat, that I really want to show you. It's the a picture of pillars, an entranceway into a second area, a meadow area of the garden. And rather than having the traditional pineapples, and we've talked about pineapples on top, he has hand grenades.
Hand grenades. Says something of his humour. Jeremy Gavin, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.